これから2017年度第2回国連英検 B 級のリスニングテストを始めます。
1. Directions. You will hear 10 statements or questions. For each statement or question, choose the most appropriate response and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Number 1.
I'm phoning about the computer you advertised online.
Number 2. Excuse me, I'm looking for the toothpaste. Number 3.
Would you mind not using your phone here?
Number 4. Is this the line for getting an international driver's license? Number 5.
Darn it! The drink machine is out of order again.
Number 6.There is a rumor going around about a management shakeup. Number 7.
I'll look into the problem and get back to you.
Number 8. Everyone, hurry, please. We need to start the meeting.Number 9.
All of your executive privileges have been suspended.
Number 10. The president just announced he is stepping down. Two. Directions.You will hear 10 short conversations. Choose the best answer for each follow-up question and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Number 11.
So, William, are you enjoying living in a new country?
Actually, I'm finding it very difficult. I'm a vegetarian, and whenever I go out to a restaurant with my friends, I have trouble getting vegetarian dishes.
Ah, yes. Other people have mentioned that.Sorry. You might have to bend a little. You know, when in Rome, do as the Romans do.
Question. What does the woman think the man should do? Number 12. Hey, Amanda. You're looking tired and troubled these days. Is something the matter?
Well, yes, actually. I got a great job offer in a different city, and I really want it. But my husband's family lives here, so he wants us to stay together here.
Wow, I wouldn't want to be in your shoes. Question. What does the man think of Amanda's situation? Number 13.
I was at a movie last night, and this kid behind me kept kicking my seat. His mother said absolutely nothing.
Yes, I've had that experience too. Parenting skills are quite low these days. What happened?
I got into an argument with the mother, and we all got kicked out.
Question. What happened to the woman?Number 14. I'm sorry, Ms. Smith. We don't have you scheduled for an appointment with Mr. Takano today.
That's correct. But I really must see Mr. Takano on an urgent matter. It's just come up.
Okay. He's in a meeting at the moment and may not be available for an hour or so. Would you like me to give him a message right now? Question. Why didn't the woman make an appointment? Number 15.
I just opened my mail and I found a brick with a letter wrapped around it. It's from a guy looking for a job.
I don't get it. What was the brick for?
I think it was to get my attention. Interesting person and interesting approach. Do we have any job openings right now?
Question. What will the woman probably do about the job seeker? Number 16. I'm so happy. The Japanese yen is appreciating in value. I can send more money back home now.
I don't really follow exchange rates, but I wish I could send some money home. I spend all of my paycheck every month. Too much socializing, I guess.
I sort of envy you. You're learning more about the culture. Question. Who are the man and woman most likely? Number 17.
I can't believe you are still ordering water in PET bottles from the U.S. Why don't you just drink tap water? It's free and tastes the same. It's better for the environment, too.
PET bottles are recyclable. Also, according to the bottled water website, the spring is in the mountains, and there are no farms or factories close to it, so the water is pure and delicious.
Okay, suit yourself. Your company sounds reasonably environmentally responsible.
Question. What is not mentioned about bottled water in the conversation? Number 18. Wow, check this out. There's been a huge discovery of oil in Alaska. They estimate we will have enough oil to last for 200 years.
That's terrible. Oil will be responsible for the destruction of the planet, since anything that is burnable produces dangerous gases. We need to develop clean, renewable energies, not look for oil.
I partly agree, but clean energy companies aren't producing enough energy yet. Question. What kind of energy source would the woman be in favor of? Number 19.
Good morning, Mr. Donovan. What seems to be the problem today?
Well, doctor, every time I drink my morning coffee, I get a sharp pain in my left eye.
I think I know what the problem is. You should take the spoon out of your coffee cup before drinking the coffee.
Question. Which of the following word best describes this conversation? Number 20. I'm quite worried about our company. We've lost money for the last 6 quarters.
I'm worried, too. I think the online retailers are eating our lunch.
Yeah, and we haven't developed our online sales division enough. Maybe it's too late. Question. What kind of business do the man and woman work at most likely? Three. Directions. You will hear 5 conversations. After each conversation, you will hear 2 follow-up questions. Choose the best answer for each question and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Questions 21 and 22 are based on the following conversation.
It's time for you to start helping out around here, young man. Your room is a mess.
My friend John doesn't have to do housework. His father always says it's women's work.
Well, Johnny doesn't live here, and men in this house do housework. End of story. Our rule is we share the housework according to who has time to do it.
I'm busy, too. I have to find a job.
Yes, you certainly do. But until then, cleaning up your room, doing your own laundry, and washing a few dishes won't hurt you.
Number 21. What kind of housework is not mentioned in this conversation? Number 22. What principle about housework is suggested by the woman? Questions 23 and 24 are based on the following conversation. My employer just cut my salary by 10%. They say they are losing money.
I'm not surprised. There are other choices for rooms other than hotels. I'm sure you've heard of Air Bed and Breakfast.
No, I actually have no idea what that is.
It's an online website where people can register their apartments or parts of their homes and rent to travelers. The website manages the transactions and takes a small fee, of course.
I see. So the people who set up the website make all the money, even though they don't own a single building. Number 23. What does the man do most likely? Number 24. What makes new companies like Air Bed and Breakfast possible? Questions 25 and 26 are based on the following conversation.
I'm so frustrated with the lack of stability in my life. I can't seem to land a permanent position.
No, and you probably won't. The work world has changed. You know, I have a good book at home called Who Moved My Cheese? It helped me a lot.
Ha ha ha. Do I look like a mouse or something? Seriously, though, you don't need a self-help book. You own a successful restaurant chain.
Precisely. I was a low-wage worker like you for years, but now I do own a successful business. That's because the book taught me how to live in the world the way it is.
Ah, so you think I should change my expectations.
Number 25. At first, what kind of work does the woman want most likely? Number 26. What is the book about most likely? Questions 27 and 28 are based on the following conversation. Hey, guess what? I got a job in Geneva working for the UN.
Great! What kind of position is it? How much will you get paid?
Well, it's basically to do with data management, so it's a good fit for my qualifications. Actually, it's an intern position, so I won't get paid anything.
What? With your qualifications, you could get a job in Silicon Valley tomorrow.
Yeah, but I want to explore a little bit. For now, I like the idea of working for the UN in Geneva. It looks good on a resume, too. Number 27. What did the man study at university most likely? Number 28. Which phrase best describes the man's attitude to a career? Questions 29 and 30 are based on the following conversation.
I just invested all my savings in InfoMatrix. I'm glad I got in.
Are you kidding? Why would you do something so foolish? I didn't tell you to do that.
But you said to invest in stocks. InfoMatrix has increased in value every year for 5 years.
No, I said wait until after I've completed your plan, then buy stocks when I tell you to. Investing in just one company is dangerous. You need a diversified portfolio of stocks in different kinds of companies.
Oh, do you think so? Sorry, I guess I jumped the gun.
Number 29. Who is the man most likely? Number 30. What does the man say the woman should have done? Four. Directions. You will hear 2 short talks. After each talk, you will hear 5 follow-up questions. Choose the best answer for each question and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Questions 31 through 35 are based on the following talk.
Good morning. Dean Brown has asked me here to talk about your future. You may be asking who I am. In fact, I was where you are just a few years ago. I was exhilarated by great freedom, but intimidated by big choices. What to study, what club to join. Happily, I made the right choices and am now a successful businesswoman. To succeed, I developed 3 important habits. First, I was rarely absent. I knew that my grades would suffer and I'd be wasting my parents' money. When I was absent, I checked with my classmates about homework and assignments. As a courtesy, I apologized to my professors. I always planned to be on campus 20 minutes before the start of my first class, so I was never late. Second, I managed my time well. I knew that clubs and part-time jobs could eat into study time, so I didn't let them. I found the right balance between study and other activities. Most importantly, I added value to my courses. I asked questions in class and helped my classmates with things they didn't understand. In conclusion, by developing these 3 habits, I succeeded, and I think you will too.
Number 31. Who is Dean Brown most likely? Number 32. Who is probably listening to this talk? Number 33. What is the talk mainly about? Number 34. What good habit is not mentioned in the talk? Number 35. According to the speaker, what is the most important way to be a good student? Questions 36 through 40 are based on the following talk. Today we will begin the chapter Agriculture Today. I'll start with an overview of 3 main periods of agricultural development. The first period lasted 15,000 years until about 1920. With little change, food was produced solely by the hard work of men and animals. A second period covered roughly the next 90 years. During this period of rapid development, much farm work was mechanized greatly, reducing animal and human labor. Scientists also made better fertilizers and seeds, and methods of land use improved. A key word for this period is Green Revolution. With the help of machines and science, especially poorer countries were able to produce much more food and feed rapidly growing populations. The third and current period can be characterized by high-tech data gathering. Detailed data helps farmers make more efficient use of their land, water, and fertilizer, as well as track markets for products. Much of the data gathering is done by agricultural drones and satellites with advanced imaging photography. Data is used by both the farmer and smart farm machinery. In this new period, man, machine, and computer will work as one to produce much more food than ever before. Number 36. Who is giving the talk most likely? Number 37. What is the main subject of the talk? Number 38. How long was the second period of agricultural development? Number 39. How can the third period of agricultural development best be described? Number 40. What will the students do in the next class most likely? This is the end of the listening comprehension section. Go on to the next section.